You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed. Very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to Tuesday. It is Tuesday. It is the 4th of October. And The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time now. We're just coming to a couple of minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. I will be sitting here and hopefully entertaining you for the next 4 hours. Anyway, lovely to be with you this morning. As I say, lovely to be with you any morning. Let's take a look, shall we, at a few things relevant to today's date, the 4th of October. I tell you what, it's a good one, like today's. Today is Cinnamon Roll Day. This is being celebrated in Sweden and Finland. National Vodka Day today in the United States. It just gets better, really. I like this one. This is the beginning of World Space Week, and that's recognised internationally. And the last but not least, which is the nicest of the lot, today is World Animal Day today. All right? World Animal Day. Go out and stroke something.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. That should have got a few of the old cobwebs out of the way, shouldn't it? Come on, lazy heads, out of bed. On your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. I'm sure some of you are already on your way to where you're going this morning. Mark Dennis Lizotti. That's the name of that gentleman, American-born Australian singer, songwriter and a musician who has released material under the name of Diesel, Johnny Diesel, and as leader of the band Johnny Diesel and the Injectors. And that was what was just playing, Johnny Diesel and the Injectors, here on this morning's breakfast show. And he sort of uses the same name, really. And that was called You Don't Need Love. And let me see, two of his albums, if I remember right, reached number one. That was on the Australian Industry Association, the ARIA albums chart. Hep Philly Dilly in 1992 and The Lobbyist in 1993.
Husband and love your wife, isn't this world enough? The gas that lets you live your life, isn't this world enough? All those living in splendor and in sunshine, isn't this world enough? Those who seek calm going under the knife, isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Those who seek calm from under the knife, isn't this world enough? Searching for answers in clouds and under rocks, isn't this world enough? You starch your collar and pull on Sunday socks, isn't this world enough? Seeking tips of the cat from your Superman, but isn't this world enough? You've just gone blind, you're a human stop clock, isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? Isn't this world enough? You've just gone blind, you're a human stop clock. Isn't this world enough? While you're aboard, there'll be no deposit back from a cosmic landlord. You don't need to hang your hat on belief in bumper stickers. There'll be no love lost, just pull on that ripcord. Isn't this world enough? This world enough?
Coming out of Ireland, that's Admiral Fallow. Isn't this world enough? tell me about it. Do you remember that song that said, "Stop the world, I want to get off"? Absolutely.
I got a woman mean as she can be. Got shapely hips, yeah. Well, she makes all right. Yeah. I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think no more than me. Well, I ain't bragging, it's understood. Everything I do, well, I sure do good. Yeah, I got a woman mean as she can be.
Absolutely classic, Mr. Roy Orbison and Mean Woman Blues. And I tell you what, I'm not going to waste any time because that has brought us to, or just 5 seconds away, to this. So we're going to do that right now. Put you in the shower, get you on your way to wherever it is you're going. It is, by the way, Tuesday. Ah, those little eyes have just woken up. Mary Lou, good morning. In the shower with you this morning. I think it's time we had a little bit of a celebration, don't you? Cool in the gang. Come on, we're celebrating a brand new day. There we go. Yes, Celebration Reloaded. And time to get you out of the shower this morning. Reloaded, well, I mean, so it's, of course, calling the gang, and Lulu and the London Company on there as well. Bonus version for you this morning. Can't mistake Lulu's voice, can you? Keep an eye on the time. We're just making our way 20 minutes after the hour. 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. These are London boys. My love.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I'm on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes, and that's after the hour of 6 o'clock. And that, of course, was Dreaming ABBA. I Have a Dream. No more time for dreaming. Come on. Off we go for this morning. And I tell you what, we're going to take a little break. I'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Si los colaboradores de tu empresa suenan así cuando usan sus computadoras.
¿Ah? ¿Y ahora por qué demora?
O así.
Ven acá, ¿y qué son estas alertas?
O incluso así.
¡Ah, ya las trabó!
Es hora de darles cariño y potenciarlas. Aprovecha el DataServ Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y trae todas tus computadoras. Te las potenciamos con más memoria, más espacio de almacenamiento, antivirus y mucho más. Lleva un descuento del 10% si traes más de 10 computadoras y un 15% de descuento si traes más de 15. Visita dspma.com o visita nuestro Instagram @DataServPanamá y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServ, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Great to be with you. It is Tuesday morning. It is the 4th of October and the time is almost exactly half past the hour of 6 o'clock. Here's some things in the local news. We're looking at these in more detail a bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. A group of 686 citizens demanded on Monday, October the 3rd, that the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, to veto Bill 890, which will allow mayors, Corriamento representatives and their deputies to receive a salary higher than that corresponding to the position for which they were elected. In a note received by the Ministry of the Presidency, signed, among others, by Freddy Pitti, it is stated that the project violates Articles 19 and 302 of the Constitution, which indicate that there will be no jurisdictions and privileges and that public servants are obliged to personally perform the functions for which they were assigned. Goes on to say public servants who are elected as mayors and representatives to choose which of the two salaries they want to receive, if the one that corresponds to them in the local government or the one that they received at the time of being elected. Now, apparently this will allow, for example, a doctor who works in a public sector, center, he can, if he so wishes, continue to receive that salary and not the one that corresponds to his municipality or community board. Or, for instance, Etelvina de Bogadas continues to earn $14,000 a month as a rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, even though in May of 2024 she's elected to a position in local government. The Tocumen International Airport SA filed a lawsuit claiming the construction company owed a BREC the payment of at least $20.7 million. This is for damages and losses caused by the non-delivery of Terminal 2 within the term or in the terms and conditions contractual. The information was communicated on Monday by Tocumen in a press release. It is said that since June 22, Terminal 2 has been used for passenger processing, although the works were not received as dictated by the contract with ODIREC. And for this reason, the airport has had to incur expenses. And they're also claiming loss of profits caused to Tocumen SA for the income not received from the rental of commercial premises due to ODIREC's failure to deliver the work within the agreed term and conditions. The airport, by the way, the airport administration cancelled the contract on the 28th of September last year after multiple addenda to grant more time and money to ODIREC. The work ultimately has cost $917 million. The opposition party, Cambio Democratico CD Party, already has a candidate in the single-member circuit, 13-2 of Capira, West Panama. This is the community leader, Eduardo Vasquez, who received the endorsement of the group's board of directors last Sunday. The circuit, or that circuit, is the political, it says here, fiefdom of the current 8-2 deputy, which in 2024 will be 13-2, Yanabel Abrego. Abrego was apparently unaware of that decision, although she is supposedly endorsed by the CD Board of Directors, of which she is the General Secretary. Alleging lack of funds and realizing goals, the RM party, led by former President Ricardo Martinelli, announced to the Tribunal Electoral that the event to choose the directors of the district councils, which had been scheduled for the October the 16th, were suspended. The reason, according to a resolution dated the 3rd of September issued by the party, and which was published in Electoral Bulletin 5174B last Thursday, 22nd of September, is that the political group ran out of funds for this activity. The National Police asked to reject a bill that will allow personnel with tattoos to enter their ranks. The organic law of the police prohibits the entry of people with tattoos or lobe holes, these are the ones in your ear. For this reason, on August the 18th, a bill was presented in the National Assembly to modify the norm and eliminate this prohibition, except in those cases in which the tattoo expresses values contrary to the ethical principles of the institution or related to organised crime groups. And lastly, the Panama Canal expects the passage of 200 ships loaded with passengers in the 2022-23 season, which begins this October and ends next May. An interesting fact in the itinerary of the waterway is that of the 200 cruise ships that will pass through the locks, 44 transits will correspond to ships of Neo-Panamax dimensions. The fiscal year of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, begins every 1st of October and ends on the 30th of September of the following year. The season kicked off with the passage of the Carnival Spirit cruise ship from the Carnival Cruise Lines shipping company, which completed a 16-day journey from Seattle, Washington to New Orleans, Louisiana. So there we go. That's it. That's some of the items in the local news. And as I said, we will be looking at those in a bit more detail a bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour 7, we'll look at some of the international news for this morning, some of the international business news at 7:30, and in between the two, the weather. I see sunshine peeping through, which is always nice. Blinds down already.
Jerry D.
We got the message.
There we go. Yes, the politics of dancing from Reflex. Falling on from You Can't Hurry Love from the Supremes. Right, I tell you what, just looking at some of the things relevant to today's date. It is the 4th of October. Don't forget that. It's early Christmas. Let's go back. The first complete English language Bible, this is the Coverdale Bible, is printed with translations by William Tyndale and Miles Coverdale. Where did they do this? In Zurich. In Switzerland, that was in the year 1535. 1648, the first volunteer fire department was established. That was in New York by, remember, this is a brand of cigarettes, by Peter Stuyvesant. He did that. This is Jerry Halliwell.
¿Dónde está el hombre?
Ginger Spice.
Con fuego en la sangre.
Or Mrs. Christian Horner. Mi chico latino.
I cannot keep it. It's just a whisper of a distant memory. Just a dream, or so it seems. Take me back to the place that never be. You left a fire in my eyes that lightens up the darkest sky. I'm giving up, I'm letting go. I'll find my way. So take me back to my sweet La Vida. Find my love, my dolce vita. Show me where I need to go. ¿Dónde está mi chico? I'm free to be, I'm letting go. I'll find my way. So take me back to my sweet La Vida. Find my love, my dolce vita. Show me where I need to go. ¿Dónde está mi chico? Yo lo sé, el camino es un sueño. Take me back to my sweet La Vida. Find my love, my dolce vita. Show me where I need to go. ¿Dónde está mi chico?
There she goes, yes, Jerry Halliwell and Mi Chico Latina. Say, Mrs. Christian Horner. You know Mr. Christian Horner is? He is he's the guy of the Formula One. Yep, Formula One, Red Bull, Formula One team. He's the boss there. Right, I tell you what, I'm just taking a look, seeing what. I'm going to slow things down a little bit, I think. Been a little bit too energetic this morning. Sort of worn out already. It's the Moody Blues. Still a little bit energetic, isn't it? Love this track. Your Wildest Dreams.
Thank you.
Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Of course, it's breakfast time, and if you're wondering what to do and what you're going to have for breakfast, I tell you what, you could pop in and see our friends at the De Gourmet store here in the Paitia Mall. This is right next to the Pacific Center, the Panama Clinic. It's all in that area there. And they're there for you from Monday to right through to Saturday. And you can find things like delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, etc. Go in and pick some empanadas. How about that? Go in and pick those up and start off your day. Well, you can do that. You've got plenty of time. Come on. The Gourmet Store. Go in and see what they've got to start your day. We got some more great music. This is the OJs. Used to be my girl.
Hello.
Swing Out Sister and Breakout, and it's following on from the OJs. And tell you what we're going to do, take a break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suidad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Great to be with you this morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 4th of October. Taking a look at some of the international news for today. Ukraine forces They have broken through Russian defenses in the south of the country while expanding their rapid offensive in the east, seizing back more territory in areas annexed by Russia and threatening its troops' supply lines. Making their biggest breakthrough in the south since the war began, Ukrainian forces recaptured several villages in an advance along the strategic Dnipro River on Monday. Ukrainian officials and a Russian-installed leader in the area has said. Now, the withdrawal of Russian forces from a strategically important town in eastern Ukraine has prompted two powerful allies of President Vladimir Putin to do something rare in modern Russia: publicly ridicule the war machine's top brass. Russia's loss of the Bastion of Lyman, which puts western parts of Luhansk region under threat, touched a nerve for Ramzan Kadyrov, the leader of the southern Russian Republic of Chechnya. Nuclear-armed North Korea, they test-fired a ballistic missile further than ever before on Tuesday, sending it soaring over Japan for the first time in 5 years and prompting a warning for residents there to take cover. It was the first North Korean missile to follow such a trajectory since 2017, and its estimated 2,850-mile range, was the longest traveled by a North Korean test missile, which are usually lofted high into space to avoid flying over neighboring countries. The United States condemned North Korea's firing of a ballistic missile over Japan as dangerous and reckless and pledged to defend South Korea and Japan with all America's power, but said it remained open to dialogue with Pyongyang. British Prime Minister Liz Truss has refused to rule out cutting benefit payments by less than soaring inflation to help fund her tax-cutting growth plan in what is likely to spark the next political rebellion over her economic plans. Truss and her finance minister, Kwasi Kwarteng, are racing to set out how they will pay for more than £40 billion, that's around about $46 billion, of tax cuts announced last month, sparking turmoil in financial markets as they did not say how they would pay for them. British Interior Minister Suella Braverman will set out plans on Tuesday for new powers which would ban migrants who cross the English Channel from claiming asylum, a government source has said. The government has been under pressure to deal with the rising number of people making dangerous journeys, despite plans to deport those arriving illegally to Rwanda. Sweden sent a diving vessel on Monday to the site of Russian gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea that ruptured last week following blasts in the area to probe an incident that has added new tension to Europe's energy crisis. Europe is investigating what caused three pipelines in the Nord Stream network to burst in an act of suspected sabotage near Swedish and Danish waters that Moscow quickly sought to pin on the West, suggesting the United States as the one that stood to gain. And billionaire Elon Musk on Monday asked Twitter users to weigh in on a plan to end Russia's war in Ukraine that drew immediate condemnation from Ukrainians, including President Volodymyr Zelensky, who responded with his own poll. Which at Elon Musk do you like more? Zelensky tweeted, offering two responses. One who supports Ukraine, one who supports Russia. Musk, the world's richest person, proposed that the UN supervised elections in four occupied regions that Moscow last week moved to annex after what it called referendums. The votes were denounced by Kiev and Western governments as illegal and coercive. So Mr. Musk wanted his own referendum. Right, that's it. Some of the things in the international business news for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
loving, cutting connections. Causing the walls to build up around me. And faces to fade into blue, blue colors. I walk in shallow waters. Should have gone my own way. But I didn't run just to hide. I ran for a better life. For a better life. You're electric. You know you love.
Maguire, and that was Your Electric, Current Affairs, and before that, I was following on from Pet Shop Boys and Can You Forgive Her. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on the time, 12 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and just taking a look at a couple more things relevant to the date today, which is the 4th of October. We're looking at 1824 right now. Mexico adopts a new constitution and becomes, well, becomes a federal republic. 1830, creation of the state of Belgium after separating from the Netherlands. Right, we're going to take one more piece of music and then we'll take a look at the weather. Midlake. Roscoe.
Thank you.
And there we go. That is Midlake, Roscoe. Time for us to take a look and see what is happening with the weather. What I can tell you, locally here in the studio, the blind is down, which means, of course, that the sun is shining, which is all rather nice. Let's take a look, though, as we do, starting off in the province of Colón with Costa Arriba. 30 degrees Celsius, their maximum temperature today, with 20 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that will be the thermal sensation, 85% the relative humidity. And let's move. Let's tell you what to see. Cloudy. So cloudy this morning. Not like us over here. Sunshine. Cloudy this morning. This afternoon, chance for a few showers. And tonight, isolated showers. Moving across to West Panama here on this side of the isthmus. 31 degrees Celsius with 23 being the minimum. 37 degrees is the thermal sensation. 80% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning and isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight just a few showers. Now, moving up to here, the metropolitan area, where I can tell you there is some sunshine. They do say partially cloudy, so we'll let them get away for that for the moment. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, 37 is the thermal sensation, and 80% is the relative humidity. As I say, partially cloudy this morning. And we've got isolated rains and thunderstorms, of course, in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight. Let's take a look. If you're interested, or if perhaps you're already out there in the Gulf of Panama, out there in the Perlis Islands, around that way, we've got for you today 32 degrees Celsius, your maximum temperature with 23, the minimum. It's going to feel rather hot at 39 degrees Celsius, mainly because your relative humidity is up there at 90%. Partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon isolated rains and thunderstorms, and tonight just a few showers. So the actual sort of weather elements are the same for most of us today. Moving over to maritime conditions, we're going to start with the tides, as we do. Starting with the Pacific, low tide was at 3:58 this morning. That was 1.25 metres. The high tide will be just after we've wrapped up at 10:07. And that'll be 4.11 metres, and low tide, the second one, 4:41 in the afternoon, 1.04 metres, and the last high tide, that will be at 11:03 tonight, and that'll be 4.05 metres. On the Caribbean, we got low tide, that was at 2:13 this morning, and that was minus 0.06 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 8:06 this morning, and that will be 0.12 of a metre. The second low tide will be at 12:19, that's just after midday, 0.06 of a metre, and the last high tide, 7:25 tonight, 0.43 of a metre. So low tide at 2:13, high tide at 8:06 this morning, low tide, the second low tide, 12:19 after midday, and the last high tide, 7:25 tonight. Let's take a look and see what the actual sea conditions are going to be like for today. Let's start off on the Caribbean. We've got no waves again today. Isn't that nice if you're boarding? Lovely. Go water skiing. 4 to 6 kilometre an hour winds, very light, coming from the north-northwest, and say no waves today. In the afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. Oh, you got waves in the afternoon, but just 1 foot. That's it, just 1 foot. The waves, 7 to 9 kilometres an hour, winds coming from the west-northwest in the afternoon. Looking at the Pacific this morning, well, the winds are negligible, just 2 to 3 kilometres an hour. That'll be coming from the northwest. Waves, do have waves, 2 feet, that's what the waves are. And, sorry, that was for this afternoon. This morning, let me give you that again. This morning, 1 foot waves, 5 to 6 kilometres an hour, coming from the north-northeast. In the afternoon, say the wave height is the same, it's 2 feet. 2 feet in the afternoon, 2 to 3 kilometres an hour, coming from the northwest. So anyway, conditions are pretty good for you out there if you are going to be out on the water. But as always, please do take care. If you're in a little boat, make sure you're wearing a life jacket. And if you're in one of the bigger boats, please pay attention to any of the instructions given to you by the crew. All right, we want you to keep safe. 22 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the international business news for this morning.
should be a way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts, 'cause there's no second try. So live like you've never lived twice. Don't take the free ride. If today was your last day, and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. And would you call on friends you never see? Reminisce on memories. Would you forget?
That's it. If today was your last day, and that was the Nickelback following on from Shalimar, and I Can Make You Feel Good. If today was your last day. And that's brought us down to the bottom of the hour here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And we are going to take a look at some of the international business news for this morning, Tuesday morning, 4th of October. Just joined us. A very good morning to you. Hope we're going to have a great Tuesday. Global stocks climbed for a second day on Tuesday. This was after Britain's decision to ditch part of a controversial tax cut plan and slightly paler expectations for aggressive central bank action returned some confidence to investors. UK Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng on Monday announced the government would back down on reversing a tax break for top earners that form part of a package aimed at boosting growth. This measure only makes up a small part of the £45 billion in unfunded tax cuts that sent the pound crashing to record lows and wreaked havoc in the gilts market. The pound rose for the sixth consecutive session on Tuesday as investors welcomed the British government's U-turn on some tax cuts and the US dollar also slipped. Sterling was last up 0.1% to $1.1331 after touching a session high of $1.1428. The euro was up 0.28% against the pound at 87.03. The cost of insuring the bonds of Swiss bank Credit Suisse fell sharply on Tuesday. This is from the previous day's close. This is in line with a recovery in the company's shares as some concerns around the bank subsided. Oil prices rose on Tuesday as expectations at OPEC Plus may agree to a large cut in crude output on Wednesday offset concerns about the global economy. Brent crude was up 64 cents or 0.7% to $89.50 a barrel by 8:23 GMT. This was after gaining more than 4% in the previous session. US crude futures rose 46 cents or 0.6% to $84.09 a barrel, having gained more than 5% in the previous session. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, and its allies, known collectively as OPEC Plus, is expected to cut output by more than 1 million barrels per day at their first in-person meeting since 2020. This is on Wednesday, tomorrow, according to OPEC sources. A new NFT trading craze where names are bought and sold for eye-popping sums is providing a multi-million dollar lifeline for speculators shivering in the bleak crypto winter. Domain names such as coin.crypto, which has sold for $100,000, and beer.eth, which fetched $39,000, are a new breed of NFTs. This is the, I've forgotten what that means now, non-fungible tokens or something, that owners can use to replace the jumble of 16 random numbers and letters that form their digital wallet addresses. And that's it. Just as well, I don't understand any of that last bit. All I know is some people seem to have more money than sense. So anyway, that's some of the financial news for you for this morning here on the Breakfast Show.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. You're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my daddy in bed crying, watch his hair been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life.
and pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my dad.
That is a song sung quite a lot by the, I guess by the Russian army. We got to get out of this place. That was the Animals there, and that goes back in time, back to the 1960s with us. This is a Kiss. They are free one. All Night is what this one's called.
Thank you.
There we go, that is Kiss and All Night. Now, let me see. Let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick, because they're now over in Greece. As our tentacles spread out across the world. And love it. You and I go down the supermarket, don't we, when we want to do our shopping. Renee came and says, good morning. And it says here, Kalimera. And says, I've got nothing. Just saying hello and waiting for the real estate agent to pick me up for another house shopping trip. Going off to buy a house. That's a life, isn't it, eh? God, blimey. Rest of us, when we go on holiday, we just stay in a hotel. Of course, Renee and Rick, they've gone out there to work. Rick has got a contract out there, which is all rather nice. Worst places to be, aren't they?
Things I bought, they mean nothing to me anymore. But to you, they were everything we were. They meant more than every word. Now I know just what you love me for. Take all the money you want from me. Hope you become what you want to be. Show me how little you care, how little you care, how little you care. You dream of glitter and gold. My heart
heart's already been sold. Show you how little I care, how little I care, how little I care. My diamonds leave with you. So easily.
There we go, Mr. Sam Smith. Can't mistake his voice, can you? That was called Diamonds. Time on the Breakfast Show, 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course, Call FM. And Renee came back to me. So far, all I know in Greek is good morning, Kalimera, and thank you, Efcharisto. Not easy to learn when you don't even know the alphabet. I know I have the same problem with English. Also, let's say a very good morning this morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, good day, everybody, and wishes everybody a happy Tuesday. Could you please play Ripple from Grateful Dead? Of course we can. Enjoy. To fill the air.
out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. When there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow, you choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da 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 da, la da 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 da.
Oh, together now.
La da
la la. We're doing, by the way, we're doing Greek lessons here. While the music's playing, Mary Lou. Mary Lou's got some Greek words as well. And she says, I know a few more words. Parakalo means please, apparently. And Efharisto poli means thanks a lot. Kalinixa exta means good night. It's much easier just to say good night, really, isn't it, really? Yazaz is like hello. Animos means air. Kalispera means good afternoon. It's all very complicated, really, isn't it? This is what happens when you get in the middle of two conversations. And then we've got Renee's come back, really trying to learn how to say please, but it's a mouthful. Oh, there you go. See, you got some help there. You and Mary Lou should get in touch with each other, I think. Good luck with that. Also, let's say a very good morning to Rowena. Rowena and Phil, they've been on their travels. They say, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and your listeners. We're back home from our trip to Albuquerque and the 50th International Balloon Fiesta. 600-plus balloons. Gosh, that's a sight, isn't it? Of many shapes, including, they sent me a photograph of a balloon shaped like a sloth. Yep, that's it, sloth balloon. Goes very slowly. Like they ought to, don't they? Fedival runs through next Sunday. You asked if we could please play Up, Up and Away by the Fifth Dimension. Of course we can.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride? Oh,
There we go, up, up and away. And that's for Rowena and Phil this morning. I seem to have got sort of everybody stirred up on the Greek this morning. Thank you very much for this, Renee. Because we got Mary Lou Renee. Now we've got Jessica joined us. She says, Kalimara, Jerry. I'm married to a Greek, and I can tell you, you are massacrating the Greek language. Is that sort of really, I've got it pronounced extremely well, or am I just masticating? Massacring it, I think. You're probably right. But tell Renee it's not that hard. Greece is paradise. Everybody is so nice. I went to Greece once. I'll tell you that. I went because when I was in the shipping business, they have a big event called Posidonia. And I went for that. And I remember going out one night trying to find my way back and being chased down the street by a pack of dogs. Such wonderful memories. And by the way, up, up and away there, all of a sudden I got a flashback. And I thought, gosh, you know, that brings back memories. And I checked it up. Yeah, 1967 was when that was released. So I would have been playing that on Forces Radio Charger at that time. Anyway, it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call. Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And I'll tell you what, just before we get back to the music, let me remind you, if you're looking for something for lunch, it's only what? It's about, what, 3.5 hours? Or 3 hours and 45 minutes, something like that. Lunchtime. And do pop along to the De Gourmet store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop. It's now also in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic and the Pacific Center. There you'll find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products. And what do you do with those? Well, you've got them to heat and go. Go along, pick them up, take them back, heat them up, and eat them for lunch. Why not? What a great idea. Right, time for this.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thoughts of you, my hand clenched wide, I write it down, will these words catch fire? I wish
That was called Wishing You Well from Stanford. And talking about wishing you well, how about a kiss from a rose? From Seal. Keep an eye on the time, 21 minutes, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. After this, we'll check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, with Ingrid, see what she's been up to. See if she's been flooded.
The gloom. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I'm feeling a little rebound. Not like the kind in basketball, like the kind in, I've gotten a cold or something. This is strange. I was feeling pretty good, but some of these darn symptoms have come back, so I'm kind of laying low for a bit because we're supposed to travel on Thursday, thinking about postponing the travel because the cook and I aren't feeling 100%. We got through the COVID pretty well, and that wasn't so bad, but now there's something else. I don't know if we caught a cold or something else, but anyways. A beautiful day yesterday, went hydroponic shopping with some friends of mine from Las Uvas, looking for vertical hydroponics versus horizontal hydroponics, and didn't find any, and not a lot of people are willing to share their so-called hydroponic secrets. So have to do some store shopping and some hunting down on Agua Dulce and or Panama City, I believe, where the hydroponics places are there. But we did get some nice chance to see some great gardens again and get some ideas on how to plant things and how to grow a worm bed. How important the cagada from worms is. They call that worm casings. Yeah. And after you grow the worm casings and things like that, you put them in some water and you stir it around and you keep bubbling that water and that becomes liquid fertilizer, which makes everything grow. Yay. I'm so glad. Guisano. Yeah. I got the word down, I hope. Anyways. All right, well, we're going to stick home for the day and kind of hang out and see if we can get better before the travel day comes. Otherwise, we're going to have to postpone, and that's always a shame. You don't want to postpone something you've been looking forward to, and because that's an anniversary date that we want to make sure we observe. All right, other than that, we're doing pretty good, waiting for the day for the sun to shine and get out and get about and do some things that make me feel better. All right, you guys take care, and back to you in the studio.
Wrong with the world today, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge. We'll be right back.
I tell you what, there's a break there. I'm going to make the most of it because that was, I guess that basically sums up the Breakfast Show, really, doesn't it? That was Aerosmith and Living on the Edge. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 29 minutes, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Just having a look and seeing if there are any other things that are relevant to today's date, which might be of interest for you. We're going to go back to the year 1881. Edward Laveau, he received a patent for the player piano. Whatever that, maybe the one that doesn't have a person that just plays on his own. I don't know. 1883, the first run of that very famous train, the Orient Express, that was on this day. And also on this day in 1883, in Glasgow, Scotland, Sir William Alexander Smith holds the first meeting of the Boys' Brigade. Plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Oh, here.
always on my mind. Talking all the time about you. Why does it hurt? Why is it hurting? Why does it hurt all the time? Why must I hurt to feel something? Why must I hurt myself all the time? Why does it hurt?
This show.
Thank you.
That's Britney Spears, apparently. Elton John and Britney Spears. I love the song. I just don't recognise Britney Spears in there. Hold Me Closer is what that's called. Before that, yes, we did three in a row. We started off with When You Were Mine by Joy Crooks and following on there. From there, it was Why Does It Hurt by Will Young. It's a very good morning to Ashley. Good morning to you, Ashley. Says good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a lovely day. Now, it says, this tune, I heard it yesterday and it got stuck in my head. Well, you could always have an operation for that, you know, don't you? So it's new to me as well. Let's try it out, shall we? Dream Girl is what it's called. It's called Dream Girl. Sean Paul and Davido there. And say that's called Dream Girl. I tell you what, I just want to check this out. It's just going to finish. Hold on. There we go. That's it. Now, I just want to check something. Let me go sort of back to the beginning here. Is it, let me see. Yeah, let's start it from the beginning for a second. Because I'm pretty sure, after listening to Elton John, wait for it. Here she comes. Dream of, You know what that is? That's Britney Spears.
I've been watching you. La, 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 long,
I swear that's Britney Spears. In a circle of sweat.
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Drinking wine on the water, and it feels
There we go. That's called All Summer, and it's from Little Big Town. Looking at a few things relevant to today's date, I tell you what, Orville Wright is the first person to fly an aircraft for more than 33 minutes, and that was on this day back in 1905. 1927, the first actual work of carving began on Mount Rushmore today, and 1931, the comics strip Dick Tracy, how many remember that, made its debut in the Detroit Daily Mirror. The strip was created by Chester Gould. And last one for now, 1933, Esquire. Esquire magazine was published for the first time. How about a bit of Sting? Classic, isn't it? Of course it is. Fields of Gold from Sting here on this morning's Breakfast Show. We are making our way up to the top of the hour. We've got guests, by the way, coming in the last hour of this morning's programme. All being well, let me tell you more about it. Coming in, it's a new project from what I can see here. Let me just get up my notes. Yes, I have to write things down. Otherwise, I don't remember anything. It's sort of normal, really. Age. And what day is it? Oh, it's Tuesday. You're coming in to chat with us in the last hour of this morning's program. We're talking about the Liquid Gallery with Daniel Baker, the curator, May Ballin, Liquid Gallery manager and designer, and Herbert Staganaro. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong as well. It must be Greek. Liquid Panama owner. So we'll be chatting with them this morning. They're coming in to the studio. Squeeze them in somehow. So this coming up, it's an interesting thing. It's about an exhibition, the Liquid Gallery. It's going to be at Plaza Paitia Mall on the second floor. And it's also for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Feroz and Nike women are involved as well. So we'll tell you all about it. But it's very important. And so we'll hopefully get a good few people to go along and support that. But for now...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Check out the group. I bet you're gonna move.
Get on down.
changing like the clock up on the wall. Your world can come from just a dime. We ain't broke, I feel it coming.
Tell you what, I think she's got a great voice. Her name is Lady Blackbird, and she sings like a lovebird, doesn't she, really? Lady Blackbird. And that was Feel It Coming. And I heard that the other day, and I thought, I got to get that. And I did. Also, another one. This is from Frazee Ford, and it's called September Fields.
Thank you.
What a great voice she's got. Frazee Ford, Canadian singer-songwriter, and she's an actress as well. Founding member of the Be Good Tanyas. And her solo debut, that was Obadiah, was released on Network on, that was 20th of July back in 2010. Great voice, love her. That is, yes, Frazee Ford. This is Virginia Plain. Roxy Music.
You're so chic, do you wear love we ravens up the mountain streamline. Midnight you can see the floors. Dance the cha-cha fool to sunrise. Opens up its exclusive doors for wow. Just like the moon look the same. So me and you, just me two, got to search for something new.
E prima o poi lavorerò. Cambierà, oh sì, e qualche lira girerà. È una sfida contro il mondo quest'amore, in te crescerò. E senza mai un dolore io ti stringerò e mi addormenterò con te. Angeline ghetto, anime da gatto, la vita addosso, il cielo su di noi. Gireremo a vuoto, due sopra una moto, coi capelli quando guiderai. Piano liso mi schiaffeggerai. Angeline ghetto, anime da gatto, nessuno mai ci deruberà della nostra età. E sotto le stelle, pelle contro pelle, le carezze inventeremo noi, quelle che non ci hanno dato mai.
There we go. That is Nick, and that was called Angeli nel Ghetto. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. Time to introduce my guests. We've got a full house this morning, which is all rather nice. Let's sort of work our way around. We've got Danielle.
Danny Baker, right?
Yeah, just put your hand up.
Yeah,
every time you say put your hand, like being at school, you know.
That way the people on the radio can see me.
Yeah, that's no, it's very important. Yeah, just put in, you want to show them up to the microphone. We got May. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we've got Herbert.
Hello there. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, it's obviously because we were, you know, this sort of came about rather quickly because I was chatting with Yasmin, and I were chatting the other day, and she sort of sent me over your info, and she said, you know, can you sort of mention this? I said, well, why don't we get them to come and talk themselves? Because it's sort of multifaceted, and it's much better than that you guys tell us what it's all about. We're talking about the Liquid Gallery. So now, let's start again. How did it all come about? What was the inspiration?
Okay, so, you know, everybody went through a reinvention phase through the pandemic.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? And before that, I was already, I already needed more or less like a retail for my art.
Mm-hmm.
Because either you invest your time in selling it or creating it.
And right.
I got to the point where I needed to kind of expand and look for a team and people to help me out. And Herbert here has always been a big supporter of my art, and you know, he always reached out and told me, like, hey, I really like your stuff. And he already had an online retail store.
Okay.
Where he is specialized in limited edition collectible sneakers and high fashion wear. So anything that's art in a form of fashion and it's limited edition, like, we're only going to do a collaboration with a certain artist, mm-hmm, a designer,
mm-hmm,
and produce a finite amount. And he would sell that stuff, so it went very well with my art because it was kind of like a purchase where people are buying something because they want it, not because they need it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I thought this is a perfect guy to sell my art because people are gonna come to him specifically because they want my art,
mm-hmm,
not just gonna window shop. And I think it was very subliminal. I just always kept on telling him, like, yo, you have so much stuff, you should open up a store. Every time I saw him, like, open up a store.
Yeah.
And he knew that in the past I had opened up several art galleries, and you know, art space business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I always needed to fill that space up with other products that people could shop that wasn't just art on a wall. So I guess after just telling him enough times, one day he's like, hey, I opened up a store. and I was like, whoa, okay.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Let's get to it. And, you know, we just started talking. He pretty much went on his own, but I gave him some advice. And I ended up with a space in the store. We mm-hmm. had a mm-hmm. spare room. And, you know, he decided by himself to turn it into an art gallery and just started going with it. And, you know, I was like, well, let me help you. You know, I have some more experience in this. And
so
we just kind of made a team.
And you've opened up in, this is in the Plaza Paitia?
Correct. Plaza yeah. Paitia Mall, second uh-huh. floor. It's a local 56, 57.
Don't go in the wrong one, because I know yeah. there's another type of shop there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't miss it.
Yeah, you won't miss
it. It's the coolest store in the second floor.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, I tell you what, because we were talking about this, I mean, I'm really glad, because, you know, that the only time I've really gone into that mall was to pick my mother up from the hairdressers, or if I'm going to mailboxes, etc., I go through there to cool down as I go over the road. So I'm really glad, because it needs something to get it going. And I mean, I think you've got an ideal place. You can attract people to go in there. And so tell us about the shop. I mean,
yeah, definitely. So I've been personally reselling, is what we call it, reselling mm-hmm. items. Mm-hmm. The Supremes, the Jordans, the Yeezys,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's popping with the kids for about 4.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have my online retail shop. And, I mean, I was doing pretty well, but I felt like I wasn't doing it enough,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And being 4.5 years into the business, I did a lot of connections with people, especially local brands that mm-hmm. I thought they were doing really, really, really cool stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? And I thought to myself, where can I buy this stuff? There wasn't like a real place where I could go,
mm-hmm.
try
mm-hmm.
the clothes on, and then, you know, buy it right there. That place didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with it pretty much with my team, let's call it, like.
Right, yeah. Right.
And, yeah, that was pretty much the idea for to have local brands and local people, you know, the local designers and entrepreneurs to showcase their stuff and put them in the same playing field with the Supreme and the Jordans that,
mm-hmm.
that's already popping
mm-hmm.
with the kids.
Oh, cool. So a lot of this is collector's items.
Yes, correct.
Wow. I'm going to have to take a pop over there and not just pop through for the air conditioning. But, now, you've got this exhibition coming up. How does this all come about?
Okay, so basically we have the art space, and we're taking a different approach because we want to formalize it as much as possible, but also keep it very like user friendly with
mm-hmm.
the artists. So we have the artists; they have to basically apply to participate in the gallery, which is our way of filtering people who can actually commit themselves to an art show,
mm-hmm.
because it's, you know, it's all very nice and fun to say like I'm going to do an art show, but it's actually a lot of work
mm-hmm.
and it takes a team. So the way we structure the gallery is that my position is the curator,
mm-hmm.
which sounds very fancy, and I honestly don't have any professional title, but I do have a lot of experience showing up my own work, so I feel comfortable, you know, calling myself that in this situation. And then we have my team, who
mm-hmm.
helps a lot
mm-hmm.
with the production and the administrating of the gallery. She's the person who gets in reach with all the artists and walks them through the whole process. And she also runs everything that's the media aspect of
oh, okay.
the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So she's
mm-hmm.
She's a jack of all trades.
So she's my Yasmin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I play
basically.
Music. I play music. Yasmin does the work. You know.
Exactly.
And so, how are you sort of involved? So, you know, you're getting at all the social media. Are you an artist yourself?
She is.
Yes, I am an industrial designer, also graphic, and I have an MBA in digital marketing.
Oh well, so now I understand why.
And yes, I love to draw too. That's part of my career and. I have the idea to have this show with all these other ladies because
mm-hmm.
I was going to have the show by myself.
Oh,
but
okay.
in the
mm-hmm.
gallery, only men has been doing shows.
Right.
So I said, why don't we invite all these ladies? And everybody say yes. So mm-hmm. now we are having somos muchas. It's because of that, because we are a lot of ladies in the art world.
Why do you feel that ladies aren't getting so much exposure?
Well, actually, it's a statistic.
Yeah,
it's that because in the art schools
mm-hmm.
there are like 75% of women,
right.
and only the 20% are represented professionally,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some people don't believe in their work or they don't know how to commercialize their art.
Oh, okay,
but it's not to be like this feminist or whatever. No, I'm not getting into those
it's not
topics.
A
it's just because
to the work.
Something
mm-hmm.
about the culture,
mm-hmm.
and now ladies are taking over everything, and we're working on it mm-hmm. to help that.
Wonderful.
I am working on that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sort of a big art person, but I mean, one of my favorite artists is a female artist. That's Frida Kahlo.
Oh, amazing.
You know, because, I mean, it wasn't just the art, but it was the story behind it. It's so
yes.
personal. It's so powerful as well.
Yes.
In such a way. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Take a quick piece of music, and we'll be back with my guests in a moment. Incense and peppermints. Yep, that's what they call. Strawberry alarm clock there. Time on the Breakfast Show, 17 minutes, and that's before 10, so I've got about 12 minutes to go. My guests with me right now, we've got Daniel Baker, the curator, we've got Mae Ballan, the Liquid Gallery manager and designer, and Herbert Stagnaro.
Yes, correct. That is correct.
Was that about right?
Yes.
That's great, because I had some Greek people on this morning, and I wasn't doing so well with my Greek.
It's Italian, actually, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that is, but I was doing Greek earlier on. I managed to screw up anybody's name, even if it's Smith.
He's bilingual.
Yes. Oh, who told you? And they'll lose your sense of humour. Right, let's get them, because we want people to know about the exhibition. This is on, today is the 4th, so it's the day after tomorrow.
Yes.
So tell us exactly what it's set up, what they can see, what type of artists you've got.
Okay, so we're going to have a total of 20 artists from all different styles and
disciplines
of art. You know, we didn't want to give it a specific theme,
right,
box anybody in. We really wanted to make it as easy as possible for all the artists to participate. One of the biggest feedback when we got, when we were reaching out to artists, which is also a reason why we're doing the show, is, you know, just like the self-confidence that artists need to actually show their work.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to show your work on Instagram, you know, like the 30 seconds you want to appear, you know, but...
On a tiny screen.
Yeah. On a tiny screen, but you to actually live off your art, you know, and go out there and sell your art, it's a whole other game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the people we reached to, you know, they jumped at the opportunity, and there's a couple other people that were just like, oh my
and,
God.
And you're showing art all the time anyway.
We try to do at least once a month, maybe twice
interesting. Because I had a friend of mine a while ago now, his wife, is an artist, that's what she does, and she was saying, is there anywhere where I can show my work? Anywhere you can, so perhaps I'll get her to come and speak with you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so Kate, if you're listening.
But yeah, we try to do a show every 2 weeks. We try to always, at least every month, some sort of art show. Doesn't matter.
And the nice thing as well is, you mentioned, it's not a particular discipline, it's not a particular style, it's just good art, I suppose.
Yeah, as long as it's good art, it can be appreciated, and we can show it in a... respectful manner. I think that's the way you want to do it.
Excellent. And so this is obviously an ongoing thing. Now the event is, I see here we've got Nikes.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks to our sponsors, Cervecería Feroz, Nike, Urban Color, and Funda Ayuda, that will be displaying everything about the auto exam because we are in the breast cancer awareness month.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And
good for that artist.
Yeah. They will be there supporting us and talking with the ladies about this. That is very important.
Mm-hmm. No. And this starts at 7 p.m.?
Yes, 7 p.m. till hopefully 10. But
great.
I know people always want to be there until
the last longer. Show. And I just want to mention some really quick details that will make it this much attractive to go to the arts. But one of the biggest problems, you know, after trying to open so many business in Panama is that you always want to get parking under, you know, so you don't get wet, you know. So we have underground parking that is free from 5 p.m. on.
Oh, great.
So you can go to our event and not have to pay parking.
Excellent.
And we actually have two parkings. We have the parking that's right in front of Popeye's by the street.
Oh, that's right.
And then we have the other parking that you go in on the other side.
On the underground.
Underground.
Which
is
on the
La Casa de las Baterías in front of the McDonald's.
That's right.
So that's awesome. You know, that's one of the biggest things that when Herbert got the shop and I went to look at it, I was like, wow, we hit the gold mine here. We got it all, man. So,
yes.
Anybody who's thinking about coming to this event and right before they walk out the door, it's like, what about parking? We have parking. So, no excuse.
I don't have to park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can walk.
I can walk. Or I could get an Uber. I mean, but, you know.
Maybe after the Feroz.
Maybe after a few beers. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, maybe after a few beers you leave your car.
Yes, yeah. But, no, definitely. I mean, I should be there. That looks like fun. It looks great. And, of course, I mean, I'm really happy, as we were saying earlier on, that, you know, it's given some exposure as well to the mall, which has not been doing much for such a long time now.
Yeah
which is really weird. I think
they must love you.
Yeah. Not really.
The love-hate relationship.
Yeah. It's more of a hate relationship.
No.
They don't really like me that much, I don't know.
No, it's all good. And
because we are the new kids in the block.
But, you know, every time one of our clients go by, they ask about the mall. They're like, wow.
No. Didn't know it was there.
Didn't know there, or they show interest in maybe like getting a spot.
Sure.
Yes.
We really do hope that we become a magnet for culture and that everybody just sees the value of joining up.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the mall itself has a, first of all, it's very centric. Like, it's located here in Paitia, right? Mm-hmm. And also, it has a really beautiful 80s aesthetic. It goes really, really well with, you know, what the kind of items that we sell mm-hmm. there. Like, mm-hmm. it goes really well. It, mm-hmm. it goes, you know, hand in hand, I think. Yeah, it would be really, really nice to, like, be a magnet for all their businesses and culture in general.
I mean, the thing is that I was talking to you earlier, one of the things I thought, because it was sort of sitting there sort of empty for so long, mm-hmm. is, you know, turning it into like a little village, a Panamanian village, selling Panamanian goods and because it was such a shame. And I mean, it's built in such a way that it would lend itself, because you got like the, where they used to have a fountain, which is mm-hmm. now gone. But, you know, that would have been like the square, and then you've got all the shops around, and then you've got like little lanes, haven't you, going off in different directions. Mm-hmm. So it is a really nice little mall. In fact, it could do, like you said, you know, specializing, get specialists coming in and taking over the place. It'd be great. Like you say, culture center.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Brilliant. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad about that. Well, let's remind everybody again. This is on Thursday. This is in the Plaza Paitia Mall. We've got so many of these things now because we've got the Paitia Mall, which is next to the Paitia little strip mall, which is next to the Pacific Center. And then you've got, you know, everything's got Plaza Paitia or Plaza. This one is the original one because it's been there longer than the rest. The Plaza Paitia Mall, that is, if you know the Bell Harbor strip mall, that one, that's been there a long time as well. It's right on the corner there, right next door. So that's easy to find. And like you say, plenty of parking. And this is, it starts at 7 o'clock on Thursday. I'm going to take a wander down the road. I'm looking forward to it now.
Can I do the lineup of the artists really
quick? Yes, of course you can. Please do, yeah.
Cool. So mm-hmm. I'm going to mention all the artists that are going to be participating in the show. And we have some international artists. We got a lot of local artists. And, mm-hmm. We got friends of the shop, too. So we got, I'm definitely not going to be able to spell this last name. But we got Sophie Estrembog Bonalgen.
From Germany.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Gabriela Spla, Aura Batista, Camila Borrero, Diana Maria Topo. We got an artist called Azul. We got Carla Scoferi. We got Andrea Villarroel. We got Angie MF, which is a graffiti artist from Panama. We got Nicole Rumaldo. We got Lillian Wong. Petruva Bauhaus. We got Marín Balanza Omed. We got Ana Borrero, Claudia Elena, Carla Rueda, Vanessa Brunicardi, that's from Mexico. We got Andrea Cisneros, and we got Ana Montijana, and Vanessa Orelli, which is also from, she's from here, right?
From Switzerland.
From Switzerland. So, yeah. So, we got, that's the lineup of the ladies.
We got a lineup from locals and international mm-hmm. artists, every discipline.
And I would also like to thank you, Daniel, very much for not making me read that out.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'd have needed an extra half hour.
Whenever you need someone to struggle through a list of names, you just call me, okay?
All right, so that's it. So remember, boys and girls, Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Paitia Mall.
And also, Ruth is the other artist.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we've missed one.
You better leave now before you get another one.
No. Right? That's the last one.
Yeah. All right, take us out of the program, R.E.M.
Receiving department, 3 a.m. Staff cuts have socked up the overage. Directives are posted, no callbacks, complaints. Everywhere is calm. Hong Kong is present, Taipei wakes up. Talk of circadian rhythm. I work at night, I see today.
cried the other night. I can't even say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine light. It's furious balancing. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see the day with the newsprint gray. My night is color.
There we go, yes. Day Sleeper, that's what I'll be doing in a few minutes' time. From REM. Time on The Breakfast Show, 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, so it is time for me to make my way off and do something else for the rest of the day. Let me say a big thank you to my guests in this segment of the program. That's Daniel, that's May, and Herbert. Thank you all very much, guys and girls. I'm not in trouble. So big thanks to them. Also to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her segment this morning. And to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, social media and everything else. To my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Boys and girls, a group of God to keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. And please remember, whatever it is you're doing, do it carefully. But also, by the way, if you are listening, you want to join us, you want to be an advertiser or a sponsor, just drop us a WhatsApp. The number is 677-188-22, 677-188-22, or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. I'll be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So say whatever it is you're going to be doing, all right, take care of yourselves. What do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 6? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.